Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday, October the 17th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, 48 degrees, mostly cloudy skies here in the Marion area. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything on your mind, give me a buzz, and we can discuss it. Now, before I went to break there, before we had our little conversation with Pastor Whitaker, which was a lot of fun, we do want to make mention that Pastor Craig is starting a new show each and every Friday here on the station. His other show will still be on 11:15 to 12 p.m., 11:15 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Friday morning, and he'll still be on The Exchange with Matt Morgan and Sean Kraft and myself. But now he will be doing Study His Word from 1:15 until 2 p.m. every Friday, starting this coming Friday, and we look forward to that. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a full day of live programming on WGH Talk every Friday, and we could not appreciate that more. Now, I was talking about running into, I think this person used to be a hairdresser. Now, she's a younger person, and I just think she doesn't do hair anymore. But she said to me this past weekend that I needed to dye my hair a neon color, because apparently this is what people are doing now, dyeing their hair neon colors. And I think she suggested neon orange, neon red, neon green, something like neon yellow. And I thought, you know, I really don't know if I would look good with neon hair. So she is rather persistent in this pursuit to dye my hair a neon color. Now, how do you think that would look? So I'm going to ask you, the audience. Now, see, that's a nice, easy question, as opposed to all the other questions I've asked here over the years. What do you think about neon hair? Neon. See, if I was going to do it, I would probably go with neon green, because green is my favorite color. Or that yellowish color that people seem to go with. I don't think neon red. I don't think neon blue. I don't see that. But what do you think about dyeing the hair neon? Wouldn't that be great for radio? If you have any opinion on this, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, apparently this is something I don't even have to pay for. She'll just come right in and dye the hair a neon color. You know, I wonder if it's one of those things you can wash right out, if it's particularly bad. Have you seen all these people dyeing their hair neon colors as of late? I'm not even sure what that's all about. I don't know if you have to strip your hair down to dye it a neon color. I really don't know much about this. But I talk an awful lot. We've talked an awful lot in recent days about people dyeing their hair and people doing certain things to maybe look a little younger. So, hey, you know what? Why should I not join the crowd and dye my hair some kind of neon yellow? You know, some people's hair, who I have seen dyed, kind of looks neon yellow to me. So maybe it's the way to go. What do you think? Neon yellow hair. Kind of like the color of a yellow highlighter. Do you think that's the way to go? Do you think that would be a good move for me? You know, speak now. You never know when it'll happen. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Would you like to see the hair go neon yellow, the color of a yellow highlighter. See the things that come up on this morning show? All right, don't forget Dinner with the Presidents coming up Saturday, November the 4th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., all occasions catering and banquet facility, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road in Waldo, Ohio. Event pricing, $40 for VIP seating, $35 for general seating. Speaking presidents, James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester Arthur, Theodore Roosevelt. Non-speaking presidents, George Washington, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, U.S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Warren Harding, Harry Truman, First Ladies, Nellie Taft, Mamie Eisenhower, Master of Ceremonies, Colonel Edmund W. Starling, White House Secret Service Agent, 1914 to 1943, and 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Get your tickets by Thursday, October the 18th. Tickets are available at Heritage Hall, 169 East Church Street here in Marion, or by calling 703-387-4255 or going to marionhistory.com. marionhistory.com, Dinner with the Presidents, November the 4th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. And we've got Kids Night Out at the Marion Kroger on Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th, 4 to 6 p.m. Come join them for some free activities and treats. Stations will be set up all around the store for kids to enjoy. Treats are subject to change depending on the number of kids they have. And I did learn there's going to be a cookie decorating station. There's going to be the game where you have the ducks in the pond and you turn over the ducks and there'll be lots of candy. And good time at Kroger on Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th, from 4 until 6 p.m. All right, any thoughts on the hair? Neon yellow, can you see it? 740-751-4038. Well, I'll tell you something that's going on today that kind of affects us in this particular district that we live in. Our congressman, Jim Jordan, at noon today will go up for a vote to be Speaker of the House. And there's a lot of question, does he have the votes for this? He certainly is a lot closer than he was last week. As of Monday, they feel he might have the votes. I think he can only lose 3 Republican votes and still become Speaker of the House. But are you proud that our congressman might become Speaker of the House today at noon? Apparently, somebody's going to be out today as well, one of the Republicans. So if he doesn't get the vote today, they might vote again later in the week, is what I understand. But do you think he has the votes? Do you think he has the votes? Do you think Jim Jordan is going to be the next Speaker of the House? Our representative in this district, Jim Jordan, Speaker of the House. What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I don't know if anything like that has ever happened. I don't know if our representative in this area has ever been Speaker of the House. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say probably not, but it could happen today at high noon. Keep an eye out. Watch your devices, tune it in on television, and see if our representative, Jim Jordan, gets enough votes to become Speaker of the House. Do you think it's a good or a bad thing? What's your opinion on this? Could happen today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I was going to do a whole thing here today on Sweetest Day because it was brought up yesterday. But does anybody know how Sweetest Day came to be? It's kind of interesting. I'm going to read a little bit of this because it ties to Ohio, which, there you go, it all starts with Ohio. In 1916, candy manufacturers noticed sales were down in the months leading up to Christmas. To increase revenue, the National Confectioners Association officially dubbed the second Saturday in October Candy Day. The companies advertised Candy Day as a day to give and receive sweets, as well as an occasion to promote appreciation and goodwill. However, make no mistake, the National Confectioners Association created Candy Day specifically to boost sales. Candy Day gained a bit of traction but failed to get national attention. Observant customers began to see it for what it was, a marketing gimmick. To get ahead of the suspicious and sweet, the sweets manufacturers launched a high-profile giveaway of candy to disabled or less fortunate people. In 1921, the candy manufacturers made the official change from Candy Day to Sweetest Day. In the upcoming year, the biggest Cleveland-wide moment of the holiday was recorded when a man named Herbert Birch Kingston decided to bring joy and sweeten the day of the underprivileged people, such as orphans and homeless people, by giving them free candy. Furthermore, in the early 1930s, manufacturers started collaborating with movie stars to help promote Sweetest Day. Actresses like Ann Pennington and Theda Bara distributed candy to Cleveland newsboys and hospital patients. Throughout the 1930s and 40s, Midwesterners continued celebrating Sweetest Day on either the second or third Saturday in October. Candy manufacturers kept advertising Sweetest Day with more of an emphasis on charity and generosity than candy and personal revenue. Somewhere along the line, the legend of Sweetest Day emerged and history began to accept the Kingston narrative as a fact of historical importance, bringing joy to a wider portion of the human population instead of just the unfortunate ones. Today, sources from the Retail Confectioners International all claim that Kingston started Sweetest Day. However, according to The Atlantic, 1920 census data lists Kingston's occupation as advertiser. So, the birth of Sweetest Day was in Ohio, and the holiday has not gained much traction in other parts of the country. So, there you go. However, fans of the holiday seem to make it take it with them when they move, as people buy Sweetest Day cards in all parts of the country, but it still hasn't gained popularity outside of the U.S. borders. So, there you go. Basically, Sweetest Day has nothing to do with relationships or Valentine's Day or anything like that. It really had to do with the fact that candy companies were not selling much candy in the month of October leading up to the holidays. So they created a holiday called Candy Day, and the original idea was to just give candy to the less fortunate, homeless, people of that nature. Has nothing to do with the sweetest person in your life. And apparently it all originated in Cleveland, just right up the road, 2 hours from here. So that's what it's all about. I don't know. I guess a holiday based on greed. And now, what has it turned into? I'm going to show you my undying love by buying you chocolate or jewelry or whatever. That's what we've turned it into. When really, you should be buying candy for a homeless person. There you go. Did anybody know about this in Sweetest Day? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Another thing that started in Ohio, and apparently outside the Midwest, it has not gained that much of attention. So apparently if you go to other parts of the country, this is not even a thing. I mean, I guess people have moved outside the Midwest and buy cards and things of that nature, but certainly not how we celebrated here in the Midwest. I think we're always looking for things to do here in the Midwest. We love, it's not even a holiday, we love a good day just to show off a little bit. And apparently that's what this is. All right, any thoughts on Jim Jordan becoming Speaker of the House, Sweetest Day, or my hair possibly going neon green in the near future? If you have any thoughts, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That's the number. Give me a buzz. Oh, and we didn't finish our, maybe we'll do gifts tomorrow for Sweetest Day. Let's see here. We did not finish our Family Feud question yesterday, although we came very close. So let's do this quickly here. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Now we've got daisies, carnations, tulips, dandelions, and fake flowers. But there's still one answer left. It's number three on the list. Does anybody know what it was? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the paper mache or tissue flowers were used to make flowers.
Yeah, no, not paper mache or tissue, but a good guess.
Oh, I thought for sure it was that. Okay.
Okay.
Not paper mache or tissue flowers. Now remember, roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Daisies was one. 39 people said daisies. Carnations was two. 38 people said carnations. Tulips was four. 6 people said tulips. Dandelions were five. 3 people said dandelions. And plastic fake flowers were number 6. 3 people said plastic or fake. But we still have one answer left. It's number 3 on the list. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? One answer left. Daisies, carnations, tulips, dandelions, and fake flowers have all been taken. It is the number 3 answer on the list. Now, yesterday, I did give a hint and say that it's not even really a flower. So, I don't know if that gives it away or not. It's kind of a weird answer. Considering it got number 3 on the list, I guess a few people thought of it. But it's not really a type of flower, even though that is the question. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Now remember, daisies was one. 39 people said daisies. Carnations was two. 38 people said carnations. Tulips was four. 6 people said tulips. Dandelions, five. 3 people said dandelions. Fake flowers was 6. 3 people said fake flowers. But what is number 3? Now remember, it's not even really, well, it's not a flower. Let's put it that way. It's not a flower, but it is on this list. Now, you kind of really have to look at the second part of this when you consider it's a cheap guy buying it for you. Now, if a guy wants to buy you flowers and he's cheap, what might he do? Does anybody have a guess? I know this is kind of a road that's got a lot of twists and turns in it, this particular category. But if anybody's got a guess, give it to me here, 740-751-4038, 35 minutes past the hour. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? And remember, this is not a flower. Number 3 on the list. If the person was cheap, what might they do? Remember, daisies are number 1, carnations are number 2, tulips, dandelions, fake flowers. What do you think? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm talking from past experience. I got somebody some flowers from graveyard one time.
Oh, the graveyard. Not the graveyard, but that's a good guess. What do you think about dyeing the hair neon yellow?
Think about who?
Me dyeing my hair neon yellow.
Oh, that probably look cool.
Yeah, well, you know, somebody came up to me over the weekend who used to be a hairdresser, young girl, and she said, you know, I think your hair would look good neon colored. And we decided on neon yellow, you know, like a highlighter. And I thought, well, you never know.
You're going to be a hit with all the young girls.
Well, you know, I just, I've decided to do away. I'm younging it up on all the way around. What do you think about possibly Jim Jordan becoming Speaker of the House today?
Oh, I hate that.
Looks like it could happen at noon.
I'm going to do like that one guy. If he gets elected, I'm just going to move. Tell him everything out and move.
Get out of the district or get out of Ohio?
Oh, get out of Ohio, yeah.
You know, though, don't you think we have to be somewhat proud, though, that our representative could be Speaker of the House? I mean, I don't think that's ever happened.
If it was a better guy than that, I, you know, put him up. That's not saying much for Ohio.
Well, it looks so, like...
scandal and what he was involved in and that stuff down there at OSU and, you know, nah.
It looks like he might have the votes.
Well, we'll just hope and pray not.
Did you hear how Sweetest Day all came to be? Did you know it was an Ohio thing?
No.
Yeah, started in Cleveland. Originally started out being called Candy Day. And it was because not a lot of candy was being sold in October.
Oh, yeah, I did hear you say that, yeah.
Yeah, can you imagine, started in Ohio, really has nothing to do with romance at all, and somewhere over the years, we've turned it into a romantic holiday.
I just woke up when you were saying that. I was half asleep, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Hopefully we get the last flower answer here. We'll keep trying.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Daisies, number one. Carnations, number two. Tulips, number four. Dandelions, number five. Fake flowers, number six. And we've still got number three on the list. Now remember, it's not a flower. I know that sounds odd. Because the question is, what kind of flower do cheap guys buy you, but it is not a flower? So, if I say more, it's going to give away the answer. So, does anybody have a guess? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say those cattails?
No, no cattails on the list. What do you think about me with neon yellow hair?
Yellow?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of looks like a yellow highlighter.
No, a blue or green.
Oh, neon blue or green?
Yeah.
So green would be the way. See, green's my favorite color, so I could lean toward green.
Yeah, I've seen people out, and once in a while I think, well, maybe I should do that to my hair.
Yeah, why not? Neon green. Now, did you know that Sweetest Day started in Ohio?
No, I didn't.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
And it really has nothing to do with romance at all.
Yeah.
Just give candy to a less fortunate person.
Yeah,
yep.
That's nice.
Very interesting. We'll keep trying with the flowers here.
I will.
Thanks. All right, we're still looking for the answer in the flower category. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Daisies are one. Carnations are two. Tulips are four. Dandelions are five. Fake flowers are six. But we still need the number three answer. Now remember, it's not a flower. Which I know sounds strange, but if I go any further than that, it's going to give the answer away. What you have to think of is the fact that it's a cheap person buying this. Keep thinking about the fact that it's a cheap person. So if a person who is being cheap
goes to buy you flowers, or wants to buy you flowers, I guess, what might they do? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Is it like a crabgrass or some kind of weed?
Not a crabgrass. Nope, no crabgrass, no weeds.
We're going to keep trying here. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Well, we'll keep trying here. Daisies were one, 39 people said daisies. Carnations were two, 38 people said carnations. Tulips were four, 6 people said tulips. 3 people said dandelions. 3 people said fake flowers. What is the answer that we're missing? Does anybody know? Boy, we hope somebody knows here. Now remember, it's not a flower. And you have to think about the second part of the answer, the fact that it's a cheap person buying, a cheap person wants to buy you flowers. So if a cheap person wants to buy you flowers, what might they do? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. 42 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. A little bit of a convoluted answer here, but like I say, 9 people gave this answer, so it's not so far out. And it ended up being number 3 on the list. So does anybody know what the answer is? 740-751-4038. What kind of a flower would a cheap guy buy you? Daisies came in strong at number 1. 39 people said daisies. Carnations, number 2. 38 people said carnations. Tulips at number 4. 6 people said tulips. 3 people said dandelions. 3 people said fake flowers. What would number 3 be? And remember, it's not a flower. I know. Weird answer here. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 49 degrees, cloudy skies in the area here today. You know, I don't... If I gave any more of a hint, it would go right out the window. Just think, if you were cheap, what would you do here? Maybe somebody has the correct answer. Let's hope. Go ahead, caller.
How about a picture of a flower?
Well, that's very close. Not necessarily a picture of a flower, but you're headed in the right direction. Keep thinking. You're definitely headed. You're definitely pointed in the right direction.
Okay, I probably gave it to somebody else. I'll probably think of it now.
Keep thinking.
Now, it's not necessarily a picture of a flower, but that's very close. Maybe this person's got it. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
It's not like a piece of jewelry. Is it like a flower, some kind of jewelry?
Nope, not a piece of jewelry.
Not a piece of jewelry. Okay, what kind of a flower would a cheap guy buy you? Now, a picture of a flower is getting very close. What would it be? What kind of a flower would a cheap guy buy you? Daisies, carnations, tulips, dandelions, and fake flowers we all have, but there's one answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now remember, a picture of a flower is probably the closest answer that we have so far. Where would we go from a picture of a flower? I guess is the question here.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a painting of a flower? Like a picture painting?
Not a painting, but again, that's very close.
Not a picture. Not a painting. But very close to what the answer might be. What kind of a flower would a cheap guy buy you? Daisies, carnations, tulips, dandelions, fake flowers. What are we looking for here? Go ahead, caller.
How about drawing a flower on a piece of paper?
Not a drawing, but again, in the right neighborhood.
Not a drawing of a flower, but certainly in the right neighborhood. What kind of a flower would a cheap guy buy you? Not a painting, not a picture, not a drawing, but, and again, it's not a flower. It's not a type of flower. We've been down this road. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, he makes you a flower out of construction paper or something.
Nope, not a construction paper flower.
Not a construction paper flower, but not a bad idea. This is a pretty definitive answer, so it's kind of hard. You know, I really cannot think of any other hints that would not just absolutely give the answer away. What kind of a flower would a cheap guy buy you?
Go ahead, caller.
Seeds?
A what?
Flower seeds?
Oh, no, not flower seeds. What do you think about neon yellow hair?
No, that will wash you out. Do green. Now, are you just going to, like, tint your hair green, or are you actually going to, like, strip all the color out of your hair, then do it to where it's the actual, like, bright green?
You know, I don't know. I ran into her on Saturday, and she said, you ought to do your hair neon, and she rattled off a bunch of colors, and I think green-yellow is where we ended up.
Listen, Scott, in for a penny, in for a pound. Don't just put the dye over your hair to where it, like, barely even tints it. You gotta strip, like, use bleach and strip all the color out of your hair, then do it. That way it's actual, like, Joker green.
So then I'll be in with the kids.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna do this, yeah, do it. You don't want to be a punk.
So I'll really be set for Christmas. Green hair, wear a red sweater, and I'll be good.
Yeah, did you have a guess?
Yeah.
Okay, so one of my passengers has a guess.
Okay.
Is it posies?
Not posies, but a good guess.
All right, we're a bunch of losers.
Okay. Hey, but by the way, did you know Sweetest Day started in Cleveland, Ohio?
Yeah, I got a kick out of getting educated on that. I had no clue. And you said this isn't like a big thing all over America, just kind of a Midwest thing?
Midwestern thing, and apparently has nothing to do with romance, has to do with giving candy to unfortunate people.
Have you ordered that radio yet?
No, I haven't. I'm so split on the thing.
What am I going to do with you? Why are you not just ordering that?
Because you know what? I very rarely ever order gifts for myself. And I don't know. It's just like I'm hung up because for a long time I thought I'm going to order the bracelet or the necklace for the girl and give it to her at Christmas time. And now I feel like I should do that. But now I've also found something I want, so I'm conflicted.
Well, get the radio now, then put another 10 years in, then get the bracelet.
At year 20, the bracelet shows up for the... And if the girl
is
still
around... Chances are the girl will be nowhere around, so then you can just get another radio.
Well, she might not be around after the green hair, because I don't think I'm going to tell her about that either.
So are you going to do what I said and strip all the color out of your hair and go whole hog with it? Or are you just going to, like, put a little green dye in your hair?
So what do you, so she'll have to bleach my hair to get all the color out of it?
Yeah, like, you know, when you see people with these vibrant hair colors, you can't just put the hair dye on your hair and have it be like true to the, that won't be like as bright as it could be. You have to take like bleach and totally bleach all the color out of your hair and make your hair like white. Then you put the green on. That's how you get the full effect.
So that's what you have to do. Well, see, I'll have to talk to her about this, but...
Are you going to go permanent or semi-permanent or wash out, or what are you doing here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, what do most people do when they go neon?
Well, it depends on how long you want it to stay in.
Well, like, what if you have to do it? I mean, what...
You can get the stuff that's going to wash out in just a few washings. Or you can get, like, the Manic Panic or whatever, and it can stay in for a while, for a long time.
Well, I don't... You know, I don't think it's going to be a bad look.
Now, what is that saying? Don't go putting... What is it? The horse before the cart, or the cart before the horse,
The buggy before the horse.
Well, don't. That doesn't make sense, because doesn't... Oh, no, yeah, the horse does go in front of the buggy. Never mind. Anyway, we digress. Have you talked to your job about this?
You think they won't want me showing up with neon green hair?
Well, okay, so I really think purple hair is pretty. Like, I think that's really, pretty or whatever. So I was thinking about doing it. But before I did, I went and asked my boss, and she said, absolutely not.
But don't you think it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission?
No, because I would like to go on record as saying I value my employment with the city of Marion.
Well, no, I don't want to be, would somebody really fire you for a temporary hair color? Wouldn't they just ask you to fix it?
I didn't want to find out the hard way.
Well, I don't know. I would find it hard to believe that somebody would actually be fired for hair color. I just can't.
Like I said, I didn't want to find out the hard way. You know, Granny used to always say, Scott, let your conscience be your guide.
But I've got to young it up. You know, gotta get the neon green hair. We'll see.
Well, good luck with that.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, still looking for answers here. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Daisies, carnations, tulips, dandelions, fake flowers. And we've still got number 3 on the list here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And the topic of my hair, neon green, maybe. Neon green hair going all the way. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, is it something like flowers on a card or balloons or something? Or is it the only thing I can come up with, that or dry used flowers, if it's cheap?
No, but it's... I'm trying to think of how to put this without totally giving it away. It's not a flower. And if a cheap person was buying you flowers, but they're cheap, what might they do?
They'd buy me a bag of flour at the store.
Well, that's close. I mean, it's if you were cheap.
He'd buy me the bag of flour.
not a bag of flour, but we're getting there.
I thought when you said picture, it was something like that. It had to have a... It wasn't actually a flower, but it had the image of it.
Well, it's trying to say. It's not a picture. Oh, it's not an image, but it's also not a flower. So basically, if you didn't have any money, or you were cheap, I guess you have money, but you just don't want to spend it, and you want to get somebody flowers, I guess what would you do rather than get them flowers? But you remember, you're cheap.
I'd steal the neighbor's flowers. Well, I'll think of it.
Keep thinking.
Okay.
Keep thinking. Now, remember, it's all kind of based in the idea. You're cheap. You don't want to spend the money. But apparently you want to get them flowers. Really, you can kind of just lob off the second part of that. Let's say you're cheap. You're just cheap. And it's one of these holidays where you have to buy flowers, but you're cheap. So what might you do with 5 minutes left to go here? 55 minutes past the hour.
740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You're cheap. You don't want to spend money. But people are giving people flowers. So what might you do? It's not daisies, it's not carnations, it's not tulips, it's not dandelions, it's not fake flowers. What is it? Does anybody know what in the world I'm talking about here? 740-751-4038. Under 4 minutes to go here. 740-751-4038. Let's see. You're cheap. You don't want to buy flowers. You don't want to spend money. So what happens? Is that a better clue? You don't want to spend the money. You don't want to buy anybody flowers. So what would happen? If you don't have money... If you don't want to spend the money and you don't want to buy anybody flowers, what might you give somebody? It's such a specific answer. 740-751-4038. Down to 3 minutes here. 740-751-4038. Do we have the correct answer? Which apparently is a very elusive answer here this morning. Okay, let's hope this person's got it. Let's hope. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, if you're cheap and you don't want to spend the money, what would you do? Shoplift some flowers.
Not shoplift, but I'm trying to think of a way to put this without giving it totally away.
Text somebody a flower?
Not text somebody a flower. You don't want to spend any money. You don't want to get them flowers. So what would you do?
Not get flowers off of a graveyard.
No.
In a cemetery.
Not graveyard.
You actually get this at a store?
No, you don't get this at a store.
Okay, well, that helps a little bit.
Yep, you don't get it at a store.
Well, let me keep thinking.
Okay, you don't get it at a store. Matter of fact, you don't get it anywhere. Now, there's a big hint with 2 minutes left to go. You can't get this anywhere. Think about it. You're cheap. You don't want to spend any money. You don't want to get any flowers. You can't buy it anywhere. 2 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. Well, maybe I finally gave it away. Go ahead, caller.
Oh. Well, take them to a flower show or a place that grows flowers.
Not a flower show.
Not a flower show. But you cannot get this anywhere. You can't buy it. What would it be? Boy, oh boy, under a minute to go here. 740-751-4038. What kind of flowers would a cheap guy buy you? You can't get it anywhere. You can't buy it. The person's cheap. They don't want to get you anything. Boy, I'm trying here to give it to you without totally giving it away. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Did you get the answer yet?
No.
Nothing? You don't give them nothing?
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all. You got it.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Nothing. You get them absolutely nothing. And I'm done. Nothing left. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think.